Advent is all about learning to wait. But experience have shown that we are not very good at waiting. Who feel very patient in waiting in the line, going to the office, or waiting for this? You know, we are very, you know, waiting is can be problematic for us. So today, are we going to experience, are you going to prove that we can wait? Because I heard that this night, there is football match. So, I normally have a very short homily, but I have also the longer version of the same homily. So, to be able to say, to prove to ourselves that we are able to wait, I think this mass we get to about maybe let's say around 8 p.m. So, is that okay with you? No, I think I will be the only person here by that time. But, you know, waiting is, it can be, I think there are studies that shows how our human biology is behave when it comes to wait. Because, especially when we don't know why we are waiting, and when we think that it is not fair to wait, that can become, and then you see many company, you know, they suggest a lot of things when we fill the gap between the moment we are there till the moment we are getting what we want. Many companies, as well as those who deliver, or they will find different way of making the waiting more bearable for us. Then you hear, you know, you see Amazon, the delivery has reached this place. It has gone to this place. It is out for delivery, you know. Then you see that message at midnight, and then you are waiting till. But they make the waiting a little bit more bearable for us. And what we do at those times is that we fill the moment with anxiety, with worries. And then when it comes to our spiritual life, worries take the color of, you know, it's like we don't believe that God can make it right. Then we are worried. So today, we hear, you know, two voices in the readings of today. Isaiah, who shows us what God desires for the world, what we are waiting for, and John the Baptist, who tells us how to prepare our hearts for it. What do we do as we are waiting? Isaiah gives us a vision of the Messiah's kingdom, a kingdom of justice and peace. Justice means things are set right. Peace means everything lives in harmony. These are not just decorations of the Christian life, they are its foundation. Isaiah describes the Messiah filled with the Holy Spirit, and he shows us the impossible becoming possible. Wolves and lambs together, children safe near once dangerous animals. This is the peace Christ wants to bring us. But Isaiah reminds us that justice comes before peace, and it begins within our hearts. And this leads us to John the Baptist. If Christ wants to bring justice and peace into us, we must open the door, and that door is repentance. John the Baptist is like, let me say, the kind of God's alarm clock. You know, that's, you know, it help us to wake up. But we all know how we treat alarm clock. We hit on what? The snooze. We hit again and again. Advent is God saying, don't snooze this one. I am coming. But John is also the voice of conscience. God places within us a voice that calls us to the light, even when we prefer comfort, even when we prefer darkness. So what is repentance really? It is not just feeling sorry, not just knowing our sins, not saving ourselves by effort. Repentance is a choice, turning away from darkness and turning towards God. Jesus alone brings the Holy Spirit and fire that can change the heart. Repentance is hard. But it is hard not because God is far, but because we sometimes fear we are too sinful for mercy. Sometimes we think that we have gone too far and we cannot be forgiven. But my dear brothers and sisters, no one is too broken for God. Repentance is not proving we are good. It is letting God be good to us. So then, where do we go from here? Maybe to the places where Christ washes us. Baptism, which made us new. The confessional, our Jordan River. And maybe, I don't know if this image can help. You know, after we take a bath, then we use the towel. So we use the towel the moment we are supposed to be clean. So why do we wash towel again? But the towel must be washed again and again. Not because the bath failed, but because we still pick dust along the way. Baptism makes us clean. Repentance keeps us clean. We fall, we rise, we return. And each time, Jesus brings us deeper justice and deeper peace. And St. Paul reminds us that God gives us encouragement and hope, and that Christ welcomes us with mercy. If we let him welcome us, then we can welcome others and live in real harmony and peace. So, my dear brothers and sisters, Advent is short. Jesus is near. Let us hear John's voice as an invitation, not a threat. He calls us to clear the path, open the door, and make a home for Christ this Advent. Amen.